So we are recording our lunchtime playtest today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's the plan. And depending on how this goes, we'll maybe do some more of that in the future. I apologize that we're speaking in sort of low voices, but we are in the office.
Yes, we have the door closed, but it doesn't really matter.
Right,
it's
so
pretty quiet. I mean, it's pretty hear through in here.
Yeah, so hopefully,
see through.
Yeah, hopefully the sound is okay. I'll make sure I adjust it and post a little bit so that we pick up. Okay, so we're going to test Rocket Wreckers. And let's talk through the changes that have been made here. And it's been like a week and a half since we did all these changes.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I can remember everything here. Let's see. So previously it was two decks of 20 cards each. Now it is two decks of 32 or 34 cards each. We are only going to go through the deck once. When one of us runs out, the game ends. Okay. The Rocketer's goal is to bank a total of 1,000 miles before she runs out. Before she runs out of cards. The Wrecker's goal is to either make the rocket descend 10,000 feet or make the Rocketer run out of cards. Right?
Right.
So, let's see. You still have two actions. Costs both actions in order to play a linked pair out on the table. When you destroy a link, the miles or the feet that were in that link are automatically banked. But if someone else, so if you choose to destroy one of yours, you basically bank your distance or your altitude. But if someone else destroys your link, you do not save those feet or miles.
Right.
Okay. Eight cards in your hand, eight cards total in play at any time. That's in your hand or on the table. Once it's discarded, unless a card allows you to get something out of the discard. Okay?
Makes sense.
So that's about it. So we will shuffle and we'll draw eight cards. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm the Rocketer, you are the Wrecker right now. And so I will go first. One other new thing that we'll get to is I changed the way fights work in the game. So when we get to that point, I'll talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do tool belt plus 200 miles. So that tool belt allows me plus one hand size, so I'm going to draw one card immediately.
Cool.
It's back to you.
All right, I'm going to play safety harness, which gives me plus one action when this link is in play.
Okay.
Which I immediately get an action, but there's nothing to do with it, so...
Okay, you could discard and draw a new one if you choose from your hand. But you want to be careful... Or no, I want to be careful about that, because I'm the Rocketer. You can spend an action to discard from your hand.
Right.
Or to destroy this to bank the feat, if you want
right.
to.
No, I don't
want to
do that,
because
I like having an extra action. No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to put down poor visibility with 100 miles... This allows me to spend an action to make the Wrecker discard one link worth 2,000 feet or less.
Okay. But you don't have an action
to spend. I don't have an action to spend, right.
Okay. So, I'm going to play Dump Weight, which says that you have to discard a link that's worth 300 or less. I'll pick this one that was going to hose me.
Okay. So that goes to my discard. And you have one more action.
Discard.
Oh, you know what? No, you played that down to put it in play, and then you had to spin your action to use that.
Yeah.
So, that's it for you. Okay. So, I've still got my plus one hand size, so I have total 9. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Alright. Well, I'm going to spend one action to discard the link that I've got in play and bank those 200 miles.
Okay.
And I'm going to play a brawl card. This is going to be a fight.
Okay.
So we have to play three rounds of rock, paper, scissors, and the winner immediately takes their next turn.
Okay.
Okay, so rock, paper, scissors, where we're going to play is going to be 1, 2, 3, shoot. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot. Okay,
Kay.
I won one. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
So that we did that.
That's a tie. Doesn't matter. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Okay, it's 1-1. 1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
That's 2-1. So you won.
Yeah. So I won. All right. So I immediately take my next turn.
Okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, I'm going to play a barrel roll. The wrecker cannot add to his altitude pile while this link is in play.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to play this. This gives me plus one hand size.
Okay.
I still have an extra action.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use that action to discard and draw.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to play Vent Gas. The wrecker cannot have more than two links in play. You've got three in play, so you have to discard one. Now, what I haven't decided, what I didn't decide before, is whether I choose that or whether you choose that.
It's pretty powerful. I think I should probably get to choose, because what if I have four links in play, and you take the two highest value ones, and those are 3,000, and my other two are 1,000? That's a pretty big swing to let you decide.
So I think that's fair. So you've got to discard one of your links.
Now I draw two for my turn.
To
get back up to...
You want a total of eight? Well, you have plus one hand size, so nine, yeah.
So I'm going to play this. And... I can.
It's a monkey wrench. Destroy this link at any time to cancel one rocket or action.
So I'm gonna. Oh, okay. But I can't have more than two in play now.
Right.
So I can't.
Right. So you have to get rid of one of these to do something else. Right. But what you can do right now is you can destroy both of those to bank those feet. Don't forget that you want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to do that.
Well, you don't have to, but it. Yeah.
I'll do that. Why not?
Okay.
So those are my two actions, and I draw two. Oh, I draw one card, because no, three.
You draw five. The start of your turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So back to my turn. I'm going to spend both my action to destroy both of these.
Okay.
Because I want to bank these miles. So I'm up to 600 total miles traveled.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this the discard pile, or no? This is.
You've been discarding over there. I always discard face up, okay, so that I don't lose track of what I'm doing.
I'm gonna. This it says, oh, that's an action.
It's an action,
I
right?
can't take that. Okay.
So on your next turn, you could, unless I can make you get rid of it. So that's your two actions to play that link.
Yep.
Okay. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. I'm going to play my safety harness.
Okay.
With 200 miles, it'll give me plus one action. I'm going to use that action to immediately destroy that and bank those 200 miles.
Okay.
So I'm up to 800 miles.
Okay. Can I use this action more than once per turn?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can immediately play two actions.
I can't win because I...
So that's 9,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can get close. Wait, actually, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Six. Oh, no, I did have eight. I was making sure. I thought maybe I had less than eight cards, and then I was going to draw one and hope for a 3,000. But so I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nope, no food. Okay. Barrel roll. The wrecker cannot add to his altitude pile while this link is in play.
Yep.
So that's me.
Okay. Now, if I can't get rid of that on your turn, you're simply going to...
Basically, that's it. I'm going to win, because that's the last 200 that I need.
Right, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So I've got 4, 6. I'm going to draw two. Okay, so... All right. I'll play this. Get rid of that.
That's an action.
Why does this feel so much more limited than it did before?
It is more limited than before, yeah.
All right. I just feel like I can't do anything. Let's try it this way, then. I'm assuming that means that on your turn, when you go to discard that, I can cancel that.
Yeah, because it's an action for me to discard.
That makes sense. Okay,
all right, cool. So then I know that you're going to do that, so I'm probably not going to discard that. I'm going to try and do something else.
Right.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Makes sense. Because if I... Okay, never mind.
I'm going to play my own monkey wrench.
I'm going to cancel that as you play it, which lets me bank this, which means I win. I can't, because you've got that in play.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Okay, yeah. So what does your monkey wrench do?
So my monkey wrench, destroy this link at any time to cancel one wrecker action.
So, okay. All right. So I could... That's both your actions, right?
Right. So you can destroy that to make
me get rid of that. I'm going to do that and hope that I get better cards that I can do something
with. That's a good move. So those go to your discard. These go to my discard.
Right.
Okay, we're back to kind of where we were.
Which is cool. That's cool. I mean, that makes sense. So six.
That's good. That works better than eight. I was afraid there for a moment.
Man.
I feel like this is easier to keep track of what's happening now that it's less asymmetrical.
Totally. Yeah, it's a lot easier to keep track for sure. All right, I'm going to play another monkey wrench.
There's only so many of those.
But until I get a card that lets me
do something else,
there's really nothing I can do.
All right, so I need to draw two. Okay, here we go. That's still not going to do it for me. Oh... All right, risky maneuver, plus one action.
Well, obviously I'm going to cancel that.
You're going to cancel that?
Plus one action would let you discard this.
Right.
Which we can't have, obviously, so...
Okay, so that's it.
All right, back to me. I've got four here. Six, so I'll draw two.
It's a pretty harsh stalemate.
I mean, you're going to win. There's nothing else I can do.
If you can keep it up, though, until I run out of cards, you'll win.
There's no way, though. No? I mean, there's... The fact that I had two monkey wrenches allowed me to save myself, but that is really powerful. That's super powerful.
Yeah.
That I can't put stuff in this pile. And do I have anything like that? Because if I do, I haven't seen it.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. I mean, I sure have a lot of explosive charges, which is sweet, except for that they're not helping me right now.
Mm-hmm.
That
might have been the counter to that when I was setting it up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it seems to really benefit you, because you can just wait until you need it.
Right. So maybe I should give you some card that gives you the power to immediately... kill something rather than...
Do I not have any cards that do that?
I took out all the immediate effects.
Okay, then I fold. Because I can't stop you. I mean, I can... Here, I'll play this. And it's your turn. And all you have to do is just discard that to me. So
look through the rest of your deck. Was there anything else in there that could
have... I didn't see an immediate action.
But any other cards that you think could have worked for that? I think that's our food.
Yeah, that dude is totally in her bellies.
Yeah.
Person.
Awesome.
So, thanks. Yeah, I've got a straw here for two.
Do you want to pause the recorder? Well, let's talk about this.
Talk about it later.
Yeah.
I mean, we can certainly play this again, too.
Yeah, and maybe swap sides.
Yeah.
So I've got... The one card that I do have here in the Rocketer deck is Risky Maneuver, plus one action when this link is played one time only. That probably wouldn't... If I were to give you that, that probably wouldn't make a difference. Because then...
No, because the problem that I'm seeing is... And this... I mean, it's a problem in this exact situation.
Yeah.
The problem is because there's not that many cards, this situation is going to happen more than once, right?
Yeah.
That's a good card. Why would I not want to put that out?
Right.
I would do this. This is just my opinion, but... I would make it so that instead of having a card that stops you from being able to put stuff there, give you a card that makes me discard stuff from here. Like, spend an action to discard the lowest value card in here. Make it lowest value, because that way it's not overpowered, right? Because that specifically counters spend an action to do this.
Mm.
But in your case, it was just like, don't ever take an action. It was like, you're hosed. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I felt like when you played that card. Because I was never going to have... Now, granted, it was smart of you to wait till later game to play the card. That card played on the first turn wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Right.
But played when you played it, it was a deal breaker for me. I mean, I could play the monkey wrenches. Now, had you not had monkey wrench, that'd have been awesome, because then I would have had one out there and I could have waited.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, actually, no, it didn't matter. I had to cancel whatever action you did, because if I let you get two cards out there, it was guaranteed the next turn you were going to win, because I could only stop one action. So I had to continually block that action.
Yeah.
So yeah, that I think that would be better if you just made it so that you have the same counter, except for it's like you could even call it like pull up or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, or gain altitude or something like that. Because it's basically what you're doing. You know, it's you steering up so that I can't, you know, to take away some of my stuff lost in this pile. And I think thematically that makes sense. And then I think that it's just not overpowered.
Okay. As an alternative to.
To the one you have where it just says you can't put stuff in that pile.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound that powerful, but in this situation you can see super, how incredibly powerful it is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And we could even try it though. And the reason I would say lowest valued is because otherwise, I mean, if it's like 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 3,000, of course you're going to pick the 3,000.
Right, right.
Which could really swing the game. But if it's always just the boom, kill one, you know? And if you can use that multiple times per turn, great. Say there's a 1,000, a 2,000, and a 3,000. You could still cut 3,000 by spending both your actions. Mm-hmm. And that's totally worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to win the game while you're doing that, but you're also not going to win the game either.
Right.
You know, eventually we're going to have to stop doing that.
Right. What about the brawl with the rock, paper, scissors? What do you think?
The one we did it once, and that was fine with me. But if I had two brawl cards in my hand, and I just there was never a time to play them... If we did that like four times in a game, that would bother me because it would slow the game down, I think.
Well, what if you'd used a brawl to fight with me, and then you and if you won, then you could have done taken another turn. Could that have broken the stalemate?
I would have just been burning an action because the brawl costs one action, so I play that.
Yeah. Okay. So if you'd had a plus one action,
then yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing about the brawl that bothers me is it used to be if I played a card, like one of those instant cards, there was a bonus. Now there might be a bonus. Or maybe instead I wasted my turn. So it's kind of the risk you're taking, right? Like if I play it, if I win, I gain a turn. If I lose, I lost a turn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I had plus one action, and then it totally is cool because then...
Yeah.
I got my turn, and then I maybe got an extra turn, but worst case scenario...
And the one time I used it, I used the first action to discard what I had in play, and then my second action to brawl.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see it both ways. Yeah, I'd be curious to... Because it adds a different level of... a different kind of randomness to the game. Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, like, being that it's, like, yeah, I don't know. Because it's so separate from everything else that...
Yeah, but I went that route because I thought it maybe feels a little more physical when the idea is that you're having a fist fight, you know?
That's a good justification.
If you're smacking your fist on your palm, that's, it's thematically... Right. Kind of a recreation of that.
And that is certainly better than having an actual fist fight in the middle of the game.
Yeah, right.
Each person punches each other in the face.
Right. Okay, good stuff.
So, yeah. No, all in all, I think that it was, like, either one of us could have won, and the game was quick, and either one of us could have won. That was not the case before.
Right, that's
like,
true.
If it was a drawn-out game, either one of us could have won. But if it was a short game, it was guaranteed that the one person was going
to
win.
Now, we didn't even come close to running out of cards here.
Right.
So maybe that's just, maybe I upped the card count too much.
Well, I had cards in here to make. So what happens if we run out of cards? The person, how does that work? If we run out of cards, who wins?
If I run out of cards, or if the rocketer runs out of cards before going the distance, that means she's essentially out of fuel. You can think of it like that, and she crashes, and so the wrecker wins.
And if the wrecker runs out, he basically falls off the rocket.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I had cards in here that said discard one card from the top of your deck, and I didn't even consider playing those because it was one card. If it had been two, I probably would have.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you got 40 cards in one card. Percentage of that just didn't seem high enough to me. Mm. I was more concerned with getting stuff in play.
Right.
But if it was discard the top two cards or even the top three cards, I'd be all about that.
Yeah.
So
I would just make that one a high value one, like put 3,000 on that or something. So like when I go to make that choice, it's, do I want you to discard three cards or am I playing a different strategy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I'm worried about having too many cards be valued at 3,000 though, because I think,
oh yeah, that's you know, true too. I'm just saying that make that one a decision to where you're having to say, how am I playing this game? Am I trying to run you out of cards or am I trying to get altitude? Or distance, right? I mean,
right.
Because that makes that choice a little harder.
Yeah.
But I do agree that you have to have a fine balance of 1, 2, and 3, for sure.
Yeah.
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 And I feel like you've got that pretty good now.
Yeah, I mean, that particular ratio has been through a lot of revisions.
Right. Yeah. Which makes sense, because every version of the game has had that ratio. So, you know,
and
it's
a different ratio in there, yeah.
So finding, it's good that you've been able to find a good balance for that.
Yeah.
You might try. I did this when I worked on Ramblers. I went through and I gave each card's ability a rating, based on my opinion, basically. I mean, but sure. You know so much about the game that you should be able to do that. I just went through on my Excel spreadsheet and gave each card a rating and said, "This one's a 5 point. This is a 2 point." And then I use that to determine what I think the value should be.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's some fudging involved in there, but overall, it will give you it at least makes you justify it to yourself. So it's something to try. Yeah. I'm assuming you already have a spreadsheet of this.
And that's
how you do it. So
yeah,
it's pretty easy to do that. And then you'll find that also can help. Like with Ramblers, I was like, oh gosh, I need to give these higher ratings cause they're all overpowered. Maybe I should make them less overpowered, you know? So,
right.
Or find a better way to offset them.
Right. Okay. It needed.
So, this could be a 72 card game.
Yeah.
If published. So,
yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I'd
still like to keep it under that. But, yeah.
Well, it's either 72 or 54. So, I mean,
right.
54, man, that doesn't give you much.
No.
Like, 22 card deck each.
27.
Yeah, you're right. 27.
Yeah. That's
44. I'm awesome with math.
Yeah, but that extra, you know, that extra 5 cards felt like it was better for balance.
You could try at do 27 each to hit 52. The only reason I say that is because if you did 27 each, first off, that discard one card means more. But if you made it discard 2 cards, that means a lot. Like, I mean, that's it's probably 9% of your deck I'm telling you to discard when you discard 2, because 10% would be if it was 20. So it might be 8%.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, that'd be
super powerful.
Yeah, but it's completely counterintuitive to the other way you're supposed to win the game, which is what's so cool about it. Because if I get both those cards in my hand, because are there 2 of those or 3 of those?
I think there were 3.
Okay, so I mean, if I'm seeing all 3 of those cards, I'm thinking, damn, I want to do that. But if I'm not, right, then maybe I don't want to waste it. And it gives you a chance for your players to make bad decisions, too, you know, like, I've got one of these. I really want to use it for that, but it's worth 3,000 miles or whatever. I really should be using it for this, not that.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Sweet.
Good stuff. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah.